You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of Black Bulls, Queens of Spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald, black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
Welcome, Bulls and Queens Nation, to another episode of the Bulls and Queens Swinger Podcast Experienced. I am your host for the evening or the day or the morning or whenever you're listening to this, Doc Chocolate. And this episode of the Bulls and Queens is brought to you by Doc Chocolate's OnlyFans page. And yes, you can go ahead and support the show, support me producing the show, and also find some nice juicy BBC on Hot Wife amateur porn, which I produce with lovely queens of spades and hot wives and milfs and other beautiful ladies from all across the country. It's on my OnlyFans page, and to access that, you can go right now to my website at bullsandqueens.com and go click on that button that says OnlyFans, and then you can see what type of deal you can get. You can support the show, and you can find out a little bit about what I'm doing in my day-to-day playing lifestyle and swinging activities, and you can get some juicy, not safe for work action. And you can actually see my face as well, and balls and dinglings and other types of body parts. So go to bullsandqueens.com and select or click on that link that says OnlyFans, and you'll see it. And also, one announcement I want to make is I am partnering up with the good folks at Lifestylers Magazine, and they are actually hosting an event called the Hot Wife Palooza 2. It's going to be this September 23rd through the 24th, 2022, and it is going to be in beautiful Palm Springs, California at the Exotic Dreams Resort Hotel. So you want to go ahead and RSVP right now. They are going to have 36 on-site rooms and a 15-hour day pass per day available. There are going to be exceptional pre-approved single males, including myself. Well, not single males, because I'm going to bring my wife with me. And there's also going to be vendor booths in a live podcast, which is going to be me. Yay. And then there's also going to be an evening DJ and meal truck, free photo shoots, just bring your sexiness, and goodie bags, free lifestyle magazine t-shirts. And there's going to be play. Oh my goodness. So that is going to be sponsored by myself and my wife Caramel, Bulls and Queens Podcast, by the Venus Cuckoldress Podcast, and by the Tangled Up Together Podcast. So it's going to be really sweet, and you can go ahead and get your tickets and RSVP at bullsandqueens.com/lifestyle. That is bullsandqueens.com/lifestyle. And as I record this, today is July 4th, so you may be hearing some fireworks in the background. So don't worry, y'all, I'm not getting shots. So in today's episode, we have a lovely, sexy, young, hot wife lady who is currently international. She's American, but she is residing in Italy right now. So here goes that interview that I did with that sexy young lady.
Hello, 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 everybody. It is your man, Dog Chocolate, here, and I have myself a lovely young lady whom I shall introduce here in just a moment. But thank you for joining another Bulls and Queens experience. So as always, you guys, go ahead, show a brother some love, whatever podcast platform that you are on, be it Spotify or Apple Podcasts, iTunes, go ahead and leave us a 5-star review. Tell us, Bulls and Nation, Bulls and Queens Nation, how much you love the podcast or how much you hate the podcast and how much you hate my bald head and all that. And go ahead and go to the website at bullsandqueens.com and get your free ebook, which is my free gift to you, The Bulls and the Queens Survival Guide to the Lifestyle Fun. That being said, I have myself the lovely, the sexy, the scrumptious, the tanned American living abroad in Italy, Miss Ember Ray. Give her a hand.
Hello. Hi. Thank you so much for having me. Seriously, I appreciate the opportunity. It's super exciting.
Yeah. You're welcome, Ember. You're welcome. And thank you for being on the podcast. So.
Absolutely.
So tell us, Ember, like, give us an introduction and a quick bio on yourself to those people out there listening to this that are just meeting you for the first time on my podcast.
Okay. Let me see. I'm a 32-year-old mom of three. Let me do this really quick. It will probably help you with my sound. I'm sorry. I became a hot wife to my husband, who is my stag, about 5 years ago, almost six. You know, I don't know the exact date. Okay. Also a military wife for the last 14 years. My husband and I started dating in high school, and we got married right out of high school. He joined the military. We had our baby, first baby, right out of high school. And now we've been together for almost 20 years and married for 14 years. And yeah, we have three kids and a lot of fun in the bedroom.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. And you guys have actually been together like literally as long as myself and Caramel. So like we've been together for 22 years, actually. So since 2000. And we've been married since 2004. So what is that? 18 years.
Yeah. That's awesome. Congrats. That's amazing. I love it.
Thank you. You guys got us beat on the kids, though. We were like one and done. Like,
that's okay. You know, it was easy because we started very young. You know, I was 17 years old. And by the time we had our third, I was 24. So the third wasn't even like super planned. We thought we were just going to have two as well. Kind of got surprised with the third one. And yeah, then that was it. I actually just had a total hysterectomy 8 weeks ago. Wow. Yeah, totally done. Well, I had a tubal ligation in 2014, and that was great. But then I was having a lot of issues. So I did. I had a total hysterectomy, but they did leave the ovaries back in 8 weeks ago now. Oh, wait, no, now it's 9 weeks. Hold on. Is it? What day are we at?
We are May 11th.
Okay. It is nine weeks post-op now, I think. Regardless, you know what? It doesn't matter. What matters
is... you were out there, Ember Ray, frolicking and taking pictures, taking these sexy-ass pictures, like making this all thirsty over here, and you post-surgery. What's up with that?
Yeah. Yep. I've also had breast implants removed, and I think I've got great tits for having my breast implants removed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you do. You do. Because, and I mean, that's another thing. And the thing is, you guys that are listening to this, I have Ember's picture on the website, but I mean, she is a very, very sexy, fit woman. Like, you can tell she does squats and deadlifts, and she does overhead presses, right?
I do. I don't actually work out too consistently. I will attribute it also to a good handful of genes from my parents. My dad, I've never seen him work out a day in his life, and he's always been really fit. So, you know, we have to attribute it to the genes too. It's not all my hard work. I was blessed in that department. A lot of people actually got asked one day to park if I was a stepmom with all three of our kids. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, no, these are my kids. So I feel very blessed, and I feel, you know, very lucky, and, you know, yeah. Thank you for noticing though, because I do also put in a good amount of work. You know, I have a gym on my patio.
Hey, trust me, we can all tell, Ember Ray. So you guys over there being all humble and stuff like that with your little sexy self. So tell us, how did you and your hubby get into the lifestyle? So, like, you guys became this hot wife couple. Like,
I have always been bisexual, and I feel like he knew this. And early on in our marriage, I would play with women. And he was there for a few of my playmates with them, playmates with them, or whatever you want to call them. And that was great and stuff. And we always had like amazing sex afterwards and what have you. And then we left Mississippi, we moved to Virginia, and I met another woman who was bisexual, also a military spouse. And she told me a lot about the swinging world and stuff. And we weren't necessarily interested in the swinging portion of it, because I've always been very, I don't want to call myself obsessive or possessive over my husband, but I just don't find sharing him as a turn on like other people do. And you know, maybe one day we'll get there. We've actually tried a few times, and even really, it wasn't anything that even really, like, he was like, we don't even have to do that again. Like, it wasn't even like, you know, it's for us. I think it's more of like me being able to be this sexy, bloody animal and him being able to watch it, you know, and then, you know, go back to him and in that sense. But no, so it started with, you know, my girlfriends and stuff. And then she told us about swing lifestyle. We joined the website, and we never ever pursued really couples. We only pursued females for me to play with, either by myself or he watched, or then it's crazy actually, because he says he brought up me being with another man during like one of his second deployments, but I don't remember that conversation. I know that I was with a woman during the times he was away. He got all the videos, all the pictures, all that stuff. He's always been, you know, very supportive. I like, you know, I'm this little personal porn star. Have a great time doing it. But anyways, he finally, 2016 deployment, he just straight up asked me, he was like, would you ever have sex with another man and record it for me, you know, while I'm over here, so I can have like a homemade video from you? And I was like, what's wrong with you? Why would you want me to do that? I was like, that's like the worst thing. That's like a cheating military spouse. Their husband's on deployment. And he goes, babe, I'm asking you to do it. He's like, I want to watch you get fucked, and I want to see you fuck someone else. And it was the whole thing. And at first I said no. And it was, I don't know how much time went by, probably 2 or 3 weeks. And then he brought it up again. And I was like, you really want this to happen? And he was like, it's just all I can think about. And I just want to watch you in these positions. And so finally we got more active on the swing lifestyle site. We became paid members, no longer free members. And I had my first meetup during his, what would be his fourth deployment. What would be his fourth deployment? With a single man off of the Swing Lifestyle website who had some certifications from other couples. You know, I didn't just jump into bed with some random person I just met. You know, we talked, we got to know him. He had, you know, like I said, the certifications were really important to me at that time. I mean, they still are, you know. They still are. But anyway,
you want somebody that's like a total creepo, and you know,
exactly. And so I got a babysitter. I asked my friends if they would watch my kids. While I went and did, I don't even know what I said I was going to do. But anyways, and I went to a hotel and I checked in and I went to my room and went to the room and that was it. I set up the camera and I recorded it. And then I also took videos and then I did it like three or four more times during that deployment. And on a few of the times, he was on FaceTime while I also recorded it with a phone. So it was like, he was still there while not actually being there. It was honestly so fun. And it created something that just kept going for us. And we've had a great time doing it. And, you know, honestly, like I don't want to say I don't enjoy it. I don't get the same like excitement as I do doing it when he's gone as I do when he's home and like he can do his reclaiming of me. Like that's what I really like. I mean, yeah, do I absolutely love being this little porn star for him? Of course. It's fun. I have a great time and it feels great.
just interjecting, Emperor, I can tell that you really love that reclamation part of it where you have sex with the bull and then your husband comes and takes you again. Like, look, yes. I can tell. Like, I see the way you're just like pulling that necklace in your finger, you're just blushing, and like, you just love that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It is. There is nothing like it. Like, I get dizzy and feel like I'm gonna pass out, and I'm just like, this is
bad. Yeah. Like, describe that feeling for us, if you don't mind. Like,
So I mean, like, other than just like the taboo and naughtiness around like a married woman going out and doing that, but you know, coming home and just the feeling in general is completely different. Like, the pussy feels different. Everything feels just, people would think, oh, sloppy seconds, but like, it's actually not at all like that. It's like a warmed up engine that is real ready, you know, real ready to be just like pushed to the max. And so that's what I love about it. And like, every time, like, he just sinks into me, it's like a velvety goodness that we both just like, it's like, we like literally melt into each other. And I think it's because it is just so used and warm. And like I said, ready. And it's just great. And like him, like my body and his body, the way we work together, the way that like, he will always like the whole venturing out is fun, but like still, and like, okay, so getting with BBCs is great. And it's all really fun. I love being stuffed, but there's still nothing like the number one person who knows every inch of your body, every aspect of what turns you on. Like, I know when I get with my husband, I'm going to get off. And, you know, there's not always that with my meetups and play dates. And, you know, that's okay, because that's not my end goal, is not to always, you know, come with those men. It's not. It really is just to like warm it up, get it ready, used even more wet, and just have them sink back in. And I don't know. I wish I could explain it better than that. I don't know. Did I explain it good?
I feel like you are explaining it perfectly, Amber Ray, because a lot of men do need to hear that, because there's a lot of cuckold gentlemen that listen to this podcast, right? A lot. and they need to understand what is it like from a woman's point of view, like after she's with the bull, right? So it's not just like, oh, hey, I just want to see my chick fucked by this dude with this big ass black dick, you know, although yeah. that's pretty high. But like, they want to see the fact that, okay, so my wife is satisfied, but she gets to come back home to me. And then sex that we have when I reclaim her, it's like totally, totally sexy. And the first time I ever heard about reclaiming was I did a podcast with the Hopeful Cuck and Mistress Tatiana. And I'm not sure if you know them, but really awesome.
I've seen them around, yeah. I think.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. They're on Twitter.
And yeah. On Twitter, I have.
Yeah. And it's very like fun and interesting and educational, just learning about these different kinks and like how people really get off. Because like, honestly, guys and ladies listening to this, I wish y'all could see like how Ember was just glowing when she was talking about being reclaimed. And I mean, she was just getting turned on describing it. Like, you were getting turned on, weren't you?
Totally.
Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to this spicy episode.
100%. Yes.
So, all right. So tell us, Miss Ember Ray, down in Italy, what is your absolute sexiest, kinkiest, nastiest, most triple X rated playtime session that you've ever had in the lifestyle? It could be with a big black cock bull gentleman or anybody else. And it just like totally makes you blush just thinking about it. Like, spill the beans.
Honestly, I think I have three that are like my top. But like when I saw this question, I was like, there's no way I can pick. Okay. There's just not. And maybe once you hear them, you'll understand why. But so my first one, I guess we'll start with the earliest. Yeah, we'll start with, and well, I guess it'd be the latest, earliest. I don't know, whatever. Okay. 2019, my husband's fifth deployment. I had met with the BBC. He came to my house. He only came to my house because he had a ton of certs. So I was totally comfortable. And after talking to this man, I was totally comfortable having him come to my house. I figured there can't be that many people who've seen this man and are still alive, you know, and had a bad time. So he can come over, I guess. Also found out later that he was supposed to play in the NFL, but was injured. And so how crazy was that? So I felt it was kind of like, what? But anyways, no, he came to my house and that was the first time we had ever seen each other. We had our moment. It was great. He came inside and he picked me up and immediately started eating me on my kitchen counter. I had my phone set up and stuff, but that's not even the hottest part. So we did our thing. He left, whatever. And it was like maybe a month or two later, I had been out with my girlfriends and I had a babysitter for the night and I didn't even have to make excuses. And My husband had been talking to me all day on Messenger about how he loved my videos and how he wished I could make him some more. And I was like, well, I don't really have anything planned, you know, but I'm out tonight. And I highly doubt, though, like last minute, it was like, I don't know, 11, 12 o'clock at this point at night already. And I was like, I doubt I can find anybody. One, I'm messaging Deshaun, who was the guy who I saw from Swing Lifestyle, who I had come to my house. And I asked if he was in town. And he said that he was in town at his house that he just moved into. The only thing he had was a bed and his boxes. He hadn't even unpacked yet. Okay, great. So I was like, well, is there sheets on the bed? And he was like, well, yeah. He's like, I'm like an hour and a half from you, I think. And I was like, yeah, I think you are too. But I mean, if you're like down to fuck, basically I am. And so he gave me his address and I drove my minivan all the way from Gulfport, Mississippi to Hammond, Louisiana for some BBC at like 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. Got railed out extremely hard. The minute I walked in his door, I put my phone up to record and he just pulled my pants down and went to town and bent me all over his kitchen surfaces and all that. And in his bedroom, took me to his bedroom where his bed with only sheets laid looked like he probably threw one on when I said I was coming over. Yeah. And that was really hot because it was literally so late at night and it was just like, oh, I don't care. Like I'm going to go and I'm going to get this BBC. I'm going to find it. And I did. And it was great. And I was able to send my husband all kinds of videos. He was in Bahrain. So he's getting all kinds of really naughty videos while he's at work. And that was really hot because, you know, I had driven so far away and then I had to drive all the way home and I was able to talk to my husband during all of it and like tell him the whole story on the way home. And, you know, it was really hot because it was just so sporadic. There was boxes all over his house. Literally not a thing had been unpacked. I wanted a glass of water. He had to dig through a box to find me a glass. And he was just like, well, I guess I broke in my new house. And I was like, well, I guess you did. And then
if I drove home. Man could break in his new house like that with a lovely young lady.
So then the second experience was here in Italy with a very close.
You just like raise up your arm to do something. And I saw like this flex. You just flexed without even flexing. Like your bicep.
Oh, that's when I flex.
Oh my God. When we meet up, you're going to have to choke me.
I will definitely try. I got some pretty big legs too.
Oh, wow. Okay. I want the legs first. I just wrap them around me. Just like, okay. Sorry.
Gladly.
Sorry. I'm supposed to be podcast hosting. And I'm over here flirting with you. All right. Go ahead.
It's okay. Just can't help it. So the second time was with a friend here. I've met him shortly after we moved here through another friend for some herb things. And we became very, very close. I actually met up with him last night, so that was great. But he's always very quick. He says every time, he says now, this is the third time, and he says, it's just too good. Just too good.
Oh, so you got that vagina that be like taking people's selfies.
I was blowing him last night, and it took 45 seconds. And I was like, and he's not non-sexual. Okay. He's a 26 year old, you know, herb guy who, he also runs clubs and stuff. So it's not like he, is needing for any, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was, in the video, he ends it. He was recording it and it ends with him saying shit. And I'm like, that was 45 seconds in that video.
So are you trying to tell me, Miss Amber Ray, that your blowjob is that good?
I don't know. I mean, I have video proof of 45 seconds in. This man says shit and the phone goes down.
Okay. How many dudes has this happened to before?
Oh, like, gosh. A few. Yeah, I'd say quite a few of them. I definitely always have gotten them off once before we've started.
Because I know for a fact you can't get me off in 45 seconds. I know that for a fact.
Well, one day I'll try.
See, this is where this is the point where I start talking shit. It's funny because, like, I played with a lady this weekend, and we actually shot some content, and, like, we're both, like, ex-track stars, and so, like, we're really competitive, and, like...
I was in track as well.
Oh, I can tell! What events did you run? Oh, damn! You got some big-ass calves! You must have been a 100, 200-meter girl?
I was 100, and I did the hurdles as well.
Okay, the 100-meter hurdles?
The 100, the 100-meter hurdles, the 100-meter dash, and then it was the 2x4 relay. So I did do the 200 meters.
Oh, the 4x2. Okay.
Yeah, 4x2. Whichever one it is where each person runs 200 meters twice. Well, not twice, sorry. There's... four people and we all run 200 meters.
yeah. It's that's actually not even really that common. Like we only ran those events like very, very infrequently. Like usually it's 4x1, 4x4, 4x8s. But like, yeah, 4x2s, like that's pretty crazy. Was that indoor or outdoor?
Outdoor track.
Outdoor. Okay.
Very small town in Chapman, Kansas.
Okay. Gotcha. I grew up in Nebraska, so I was like right above you.
Oh, wow. What a small freaking world. Yep. I grew up in Chapman, Kansas.
Okay. I grew up in Omaha.
Oh, that is crazy.
Right? Crazy. I mean, like we were like super competitive. And so the gentleman that was recording us, he was like, all right, y'all got to slow down. Y'all being too aggressive, because she was riding me cowgirl style. Her name is Kelly Shin. And like, she was just like riding the shit out of me. And like, I was trying to keep up. I was like, damn. And then the guy, like, we're trying to make each other come first. So, but yeah.
I love it.
Long story short, you ain't making me come too quick. All right. So.
I love a challenge. It's great.
Ooh. All right.
No, I don't know. I mean, you probably get way more than he sees, but regardless, I'm just like, do what?
I get way more what?
You probably get way more, like, you know what I mean, pussy in general, than he sees, just because of the lifestyle. Like, so you probably are frequently, you know, being used. I don't know, maybe not as much as him. I'm not sure. I have no idea. Anyways, I'm saying that he probably definitely does not see as much as you. So it might be harder. Give me 3 minutes. What's my time? Give me a time.
Okay. So you really are going to try and like make me.
Oh, yeah. One day.
So.
I want a challenge. One day.
Okay, so we're being serious now. Okay. I'll just play it. Okay. Hey, you do the number out there, Amber. So you said 3 minutes.
Yeah, something. You think of something. And I'm going to do my best.
Okay. If you can get me off in 3 minutes, I am going to do whatever the hell you want me to do to your body. Freaky, nasty.
I didn't mean we had to make like a literal bet. I just wanted a time limit. I don't need to win anything. Winning is going to be by bragging rights.
Okay, I got you. Okay,
so,
okay.
That's so great. I just wanted a time limit. And if not, you can brag and say that I talk a big head game, but I'm going to do my best.
Okay, Okay. 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 So,
well, I gotta finish my story.
Like, we're gonna bring like a championship belt, you know, like they have in wrestling, and then whichever one of us wins gets a championship belt.
Oh my god, I'm dead.
Amber.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, I love it.
This podcast just totally went there.
Hey, have you heard? There's a new matchmaking service called Venus Connections, and it's for single women and single men who are looking for a loving, cuckolding relationship. If you are a single woman and you think this might be the kind of relationship that you might like, you can go to bullsandqueens.com/Venus. Yes, that's me, Venus. To get more information and some little goodies about discounts. So write that down. That's bullsandqueens.com/Venus.
All right. So what is it, Amber, about big black cocks that you like?
Gosh, I think it's so, I think for a lot of women, white women in general, is like there's the taboo surrounding it, which is so dumb to me because I've never understood it at all. Also, I just think it's very sexy. It makes very good imagery, very good video. excuse me. It's not COVID, it's a weed cough. That's what I have to tell people all the time.
Hey, don't you be giving me COVID from Italy all the way out here in Vegas, Amber.
No way. I think it's also the feeling of the stretchedness, the fullness, that it's just, that's something that I even have BBC toys and they're just really not the same. I mean, you know, it's just, there's something about the real live blood flowing, pulsing black cock that is just wonderful. And the way it fits and it fills and the way it just, it's wonderful. It really is. It's great. And I never really felt like I was I wouldn't say into it, but like it wasn't anything that like I regularly sought out. I really honestly didn't even watch a whole lot of porn before my husband and I started doing this. And I still really don't watch a whole lot of porn. The porn I watch now is the porn that I make. So it's, you know, really, I mean, I'm watching the few things I see on Twitter and stuff. But after like seeing it and him asking me, I'm trying to remember when he asked me, I think it was his 2019 deployment, when he said, would you ever fuck a BBC for me? And that was when I was like, yeah. And then, oh no, it wasn't. No, I'm sorry. Because I did that when he was still home with a man named Kevin, who I met on Swing Lifestyle. So he was my first BBC ever, a man from Swing Lifestyle back in 2018. Yeah. So that was my first BBC ever, was 2018, I do believe. And my husband just kind of came out and was like, would you ever fuck a BBC? And I was just like, well, maybe. Why do you want to see that? And he's like, I think it's really sexy. I would love to see you do it. And he, you know, explained why he wanted to see it. And I was like, okay. And we found someone and it was wonderful. It's a feeling, like I said, you don't get from anything else. The feeling of that stretched and that fullness is just wonderful. And then going home to him, of course, sinking back into my warmed up engine, is the best. It really is the best. Truthfully. Yeah.
Beautiful. How easy or hard is it finding black gentlemen out there in Italy?
So I actually, my number three hottest event was going to include the first one I ever found out here was just when I was recently in Spain. I ended up, I was alone. I went by myself. So I didn't have my kids. It was just me. And it was like, you know, I was also only 5 weeks post-op, but my husband and I had been having, I was actually 6 weeks post-op, I lied, almost 6 weeks post-op. I hadn't even gotten the clear from my doctor, but my husband and I had been fucking already for about 2.5 weeks, and we'd been fucking hard because I knew my body. I know how to listen to my body. And I was like, I'm ready to get fucked. You're fucking me. And he's like, babe, the doctor hasn't even cleared you. And I said, get in there now. And he did. And it was the best. And I was so grateful for it. Sorry, as you can tell. Oh, I was so grateful for it. So my husband, oh God, he's such a champ. But anyways, I was in Spain. I was only like almost 6 weeks post-op. And I was kind of nervous. But I was like, you know what? I am over here now. And so far, I have fucked in America, and I have fucked in different states, and now I have fucked in Italy, and I'm going to get fucked in Spain. I was like, I'm going to fuck worldwide. So, I got on Instagram with my regular account, not even my Ember Ray account, and I looked up people that were checking into locations in my area by my hotel. And I found a very handsome African-American gentleman, and we talked and we video called, and he was at my hotel an hour and a half after we spoke, and I was making content and getting railed out by a BBC in Spain.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, 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 okay. That's sexy as fuck, number one. But number two, okay, so you're on your regular Instagram account. So it's not even like the sexy shit, right? So it's just regular, right? And like, so number one, you meet some guy that you've never met before. Number two, you video chat with him. Okay, I can see that, right? Number three, he comes over to fuck you. Okay. But then number four, he agrees to videotape it too? What's up, Ember Ray? Like, you got
to swear to God. I have video proof. I have video of me in my Spain hotel room bouncing on top of him. We made it so his face was never in anything, obviously. You know, and I made sure he wasn't in a relationship. That was my first question, was, hey, are you in a relationship? I know this is weird. I said, and have you ever heard of a hot wife or a queen of spades or any of this? And I basically just sent this man a paragraph long message about what I was looking for and why I was there. And he came through, and I really thought this man was going to stand me up. And, you know, because I said, hey, you know, okay, well, after we video chatted and stuff, and I learned a little about him and he learned a little about me and whatever. He has a daughter. It's who lives in South Africa. She's beautiful. But we learned a little bit about each other. And then I said, okay, well, I'm going to get cleaned up. And he said he was too. And then he was going to come over. I said, okay. And this whole time, like, I'm nervous, excited, but also like, there's something in the back of my head telling me, like, you have no idea that this guy is really going to show up. Like, come on. So he messaged me after I was on the shower, and he goes, oh, you know, can you message me on WhatsApp instead and send me the location of where you're actually at? And so I did. And he showed up, and he walked right up the stairs to the first floor, because they call the first floor like the actual second floor in Italy. Like, there's ground floor, first floor, which would really be first floor, second floor in America. But he walked up the stairs to the first floor, and my room was literally like right there, and I had my door open, and I was peeking out because I was also, I had friends that were staying right down the hallway.
Oh, and you're have nobody your little lifestyle adventures, do they?
Who don't have any idea. What's funny is I told my husband, I said, I don't know if I just heard his flip-flops and him walk by the room, but if he did when that guy was here, he definitely heard me getting railed out.
door, Ember, and you're like this, like, hey, come in. Try to get him in real quick.
I waited at the door and, like, watched him walk up the stairs, and I was like, okay, come here. He was like, okay, and he walked in, and it was great. And I told him, I said, I have to let you know. I said, I did have a hysterectomy 6 weeks ago. I said, so I kind of just like fresh out of the gate post-surgery. I said, so I also need you to be very, you know, gentle. You can't really like you would, you know, I don't know anybody. I said, so I said, those are just like my things. And before he had even came to the hotel, I'd asked him about recording it. And he said, I guess as long as it doesn't have my face in it or whatever. And I was like, okay. And, you know, he agreed. And oh, sorry. I think I got ding dong ditched by my kids in my own bedroom. Anyway, I'm so sorry. But yeah, so it was crazy because, like I said, I was totally expecting to be stood up and he didn't. He came through and we did the thing. And I even was able to, he let me like pause for a second so I could like send my husband some videos while we went along the way. Cause sometimes we do that. And sometimes I'll just set up and like record. And it kind of just depends how the moment goes. But you know, it was my first BBC over here overseas. And so I definitely wanted pictures and videos up close to send to my husband right away. And I also made him come within, I don't know, a minute and a half with my mouth. And I was like, oh, I was in like, it was just, you know, it just filled my mouth. And I was like, that came out of nowhere. And he was like, it's okay, I can go again. And I was like, I sure freaking hope so. but yeah, he came and he delivered and I have been fucking worldwide and it has been so fun. What I was going to tell you about, I don't know how much time you have, if you can fit this in, you can delete it if you want. But my second experience was the first time I ever brought home a filled, I do believe it was, well, no, because I did with my first BBC encounter, but with my friend here in Italy, I went out and it was probably the most erotic bringing it home that night because I had gone out, I got filled up and I came home, but I literally only lived like 2.5 minutes from the hotel where I had just been out with him. So it was literally like it had just happened and it was so erotic and it was so hot and he sunk into me and he was just like, oh my God, it's never been so hot before. And I was like, oh my God, I know, this is so amazing. And it was great. It was great. And it's like velvet. Velvet. That's how you explain it.
Velvet. Like his body, the experience.
No, like when my husband like reclaims me and like soaks and sinks into my filled pussy, it's like velvet. And that's what he says. He says it's like wrapping himself up in a warm velvet blanket.
You said that, Amber. So say that again, like exactly what you just said.
Which part?
When he just wraps his.
When he sinks into me, when I'm, you know, filled with cum and it feels like just like a warm velvet, wet, steamy blanket. Like that's the best way to describe it. It's even better when you say it like that.
Yes, it is. Like I promise you, this recording, you're going to get turned on hearing yourself say that. I promise you, Amber.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I've actually we've never shared these parts of our lives with like anybody. So this is like a huge deal. And I'm extremely honored and so excited that you asked me. Thank you.
You're welcome. It is an honor having a lovely lady on my podcast. And I just love like hearing different stories of people and like just hearing That's about awesome. Your sexcapades worldwide. Is super, super, super exciting. So are you ready for some rapid fire questions with the doc?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Number one, on girl action, boobs or booty?
Gosh, that's a tough one for me. I don't have a preference. I don't, honestly. I truthfully 100% do not have a preference because, you know, I had huge boobies in high school. I breastfed two kids. I got breast implants because I had self-esteem issues. And then I had big boobies again, and then I got them taken out. And so now I have little boobies, and like on me, I love my little boobies. On other women, I have no preference. And I mean, I think as long as the booty jiggles, I'm good. I want it to jiggle. I want it to jiggle in my face.
Yes. And can I throw my two cents in?
Yeah.
So like your body, and I'm not just saying this because I'm interviewing you, but like you have this perfect body just because you have this slim frame to you, but you're muscular and you have a lot of definition. And so your boobs, because I've seen you naked, your boobs actually match your body. You know,
thank you. I think they do too. I looked really silly with big boobs, honestly, even though when I hit puberty, I literally had 32 double D tits in high school. People thought my boobies were fake. Like I flashed the entire locker room to show them that I didn't stuff my bra. My titties were real and I wasn't a liar. But then I had lost them, you know, whatever, but no, now, and seeing myself like with my implants and then now, I definitely love my little boobies now. I think the only thing I have an issue with is my left one. There's like, I have kind of an adhesion that like was left behind that I think can be fixed one day. But you know, it makes me like a little self-conscious because like, it's like, I look at myself and I'm like, you know, there's that. But everybody I think has something that they find in themselves that they wish was better. So I feel like that's normal. And I'm not going to let it stop me from enjoying myself and posting myself, because quite frankly, I turn myself on really fucking badly. And I don't care at the end of the day, as long as I'm honestly turning on my husband and myself, like that's what matters. It's just fun being able to do it for other people too. Knowing you can do that for other people.
And at the end of the day, that's the only thing that matters. So question number two, Italy or Spain?
Oh God, Spain, 100%. Italy is dirty. Okay. Well, I mean, I got to give Italy a little bit of credit. Okay. Because Naples, where I live, Napoli or whatever, is dirty. They say Napoli is a beautiful woman with ugly feet. Don't look down, because there is literally trash and feces everywhere. And I'm not trying to be gross, but I'm just being honest with you. People let their dogs use the bathroom wherever. There are stray animals everywhere around Naples. It's very, very, very dirty. We have been to Rome, which was beautiful. And I mean, if we were living in a place like Rome or Milan or Venice or Tuscany, I would maybe say Italy over Spain. However, Spain, all of it was beautiful. I went from the middle of the country all the way down to the southern portion of the country, and it's clean everywhere. I mean, I didn't even find a cigarette butt on the ground. And that tells you something. That tells you that the people there also have respect for the land that they live on. Because in Italy, people smoke everywhere and just throw their cigarette butts anywhere and everywhere. And there's nothing wrong with smokers. They're fine. I'm just saying, like, you can tell there's a difference, and the people who care for the land they live on and want to take care of it. Cause I could, even the trash cans were shining and clean in Spain. And there's also way more diversity over in Spain. I mean, you could find 10 Mexican restaurants in a 10-mile radius versus Italy. We have one, and it's not Mexican. It's like, it's pasta Mexican. So, you know, you got to go. And again, I'm basing a lot of this on Naples. So I hope nobody hears this and gets mad at me. And please don't be upset with me if you're an Italian and you're from Italy. Your country's beautiful.
They're boycotting you now, Ember. They're boycotting you. They're like, boycott Ember. Cancel her.
Dude, yeah, they're going to hate me. Oh, no, please listen. Your country's beautiful. Your people are very sweet. And they honestly have the best fucking coffee, okay? They do. They have the best coffee here. Cafe, I'm sorry. It's the best cafe. but no, seriously, Bella, Italy is Bella. And that means beautiful. And it's beautiful, but I just wish it were a little closer. cleaner. And that's all. That's all. But the people have been great. And the travel is astounding. I mean, I flew to Spain for $50 and my whole family is flying to Paris in July, all five of us for $350. So like you really cannot beat the travel opportunity. And there's a lot of history here. There's tons of castles. They're beautiful. But Spain reminded me a lot of home. It had rolling hills like Kansas. Honestly, my husband said, if you hadn't told me you were in Spain and you sent me this photo, I would have thought you were in Kansas because they even had rolling hills and windmills just like Kansas has. So it's crazy to see that. In Italy, we haven't seen anything like that. All we've seen is either city or vineyard, and that's it. And it's a lot. I'm not a city girl. I'm not a city girl. I grew up in out in the country, and I went to a small town school, and we were stationed in Virginia Beach for a while, and that was a nightmare. I wasn't a fan of it, but I like small towns. We hope to go back to Long Beach, Mississippi. That's where we hope to go back to when we leave here. But yeah,
I'm sure you guys will end back up there. So, last question, rapid fire, cum shots on the chest, a facial, or swallow. Go.
Oh, I love them all. I love them all. That's not fair. It's not even.
You gotta pick one, because we can't do all three, Amber. Unless there's three dudes.
Well, then I would rather there be three dudes. I don't want to choose. I don't want to have to pick. It's always really hard too. Cause like,
all right, you got to tell me real quick, Amber. I'm about to come. You got to tell me, where am I putting this at, Amber? Where am I putting this at?
I want to swallow it. And I'm going to milk every last drop out.
Yes.
And I'm going to keep going until you tell me that you're going to piss everywhere.
It's not going to be in 45 seconds though. It's going to take at least a good 10, 15 minutes. So I hope you don't mind having a sore job.
No, I'll be good. I'm a champ.
All right. Well, thank you, Amber Ray. You've been so beautiful.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for having me. Really, it's been awesome. I know I'm like a super new account on Twitter, and it's just really awesome for you reaching out and giving me the opportunity and stuff. I feel super blessed, and really, I can't wait to come back and meet you for real.
Yeah, we're gonna definitely meet for real. Like when you come back to the U.S., like we're gonna make it happen. Like you come back to the U.S. 2023, I think you told me.
Yes.
The other day.
Yeah.
Next year. Okay. All right. See, yeah, I'm gonna remember you. Like, what's the best way for people that are listening to this to get at you, Amber? Like your website, link pages, Twitter.
Yeah. So I've got Twitter, and all my handles are pretty much the same, but I have a Twitter, Reddit. I have content on Fansly. I took a break because I got sick a little bit last year, had a couple surgeries, and now I'm getting more active again posting. But Twitter, Reddit, Fansly. I do have an Instagram. I just haven't posted on it at all. And I have it set up like privately, but I can definitely like send you a little thing with all my links so you can see them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Instagram is kind of like, cause you know, there's only so
much. Yeah. That's it.
But like, Ember's tags is XX Amber Ray XX.
Yes.
So two X's Amber Ray, and then two X's after that. And then that's going to be her Twitter. And I'm assuming your Instagram as well.
Yes. Yes, it should be. And then also, like, I don't have anybody on there. I don't even think I have any posts. So you don't even have to tell anybody about that if you don't really want to. Okay. Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, it's the XX Amber Ray. And then my Fansly is also... It's trying to load, but in Italy, the internet's not the best either.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. And what we'll do, everybody, is we're going to have all of Amber's links in the show notes. But definitely, you can go to her Twitter at XX Amber Ray XX, and you'll find her, and you'll be able to find all this sexy ladies' links. So Ember, we're going to close out, but I want you to go ahead and close us out and give us like your sage words of advice that you'd like to share with the thousands of listeners of the Bulls and Queens Nation.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Really just enjoy yourself in the lifestyle. Find what makes you and your partner, or if it's just you, the happiest, because truly I feel like everybody should find their like sexual fulfillment and their, you know, how can I explain it? Like we're creatures made to be like active in that sense. And we were given these instincts and what have you for reasons. And I think have fun with it and stay true to who you are and keep communication, you know, with your spouse open. And also I think my biggest piece of advice more than anything is if you're somebody who's contemplating like showing yourself off or putting yourself out there and like you're scared to really do any of it, or you're scared to like take the step into swinging, hot wifing, whatever in general, but also, or scared to jump into like the social media world and you're worried about other people like finding you. I think there's a lot of that holds people back. And I don't think enough people talk on it because it's actually what held me back. I find a lot of like liberation and like, oh, I can't really explain the feeling, but just a lot of self-esteem and confidence boosting when I share and post online that you just, you know, all day long, especially we as moms, like we fight with ourselves in our head. And doing this is like a way to get out of that. And it's been really, it's good. It's good for my mental health. And I feel like for other people, like don't let other people stop you. I'm really passionate about it because I like really like just started like putting myself out there. But yeah, don't go for what you want and do what it is you want. And don't let like any opinions or anything about anyone else stop you from doing what you and your spouse or you yourself, if it's just you, if you guys are happy with it, you know, rock on, because it's just you guys, you know, and at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. And I've been telling myself too, if anybody finds my stuff, they had to have been looking. So did you at least follow me? But anyways, no, I think honestly, like that's really like, there's tons of advice out there for hot wives and swingers and all this stuff. But really my piece of advice is for like the women or the men or whoever it is, or, you know, the others that want to start posting themselves who are scared to, but like listen to podcasts and like are lurkers on social media. Like just put yourself out there. Put yourself out there. There's somebody for everybody. I've got a messed up boob. You know, it's like just everybody's gonna love you regardless. At the end of the day, there's somebody for everybody. And I want it to be like 2022 is like the year of like you. And I want everyone to start doing what truly makes them happy without being worried about anybody else. Because for the longest time, that's what I did. And ever since I've started posting and I've been putting myself more out there, like I have been, it's definitely done so much for me. And I know it would do a lot for others to just like hear that from like a different person's perspective. So, and it might be a different piece of advice that you don't always get on here. So
thank you for that, Ember. I appreciate that. And I know everybody appreciates how passionate you are about this and like how transparent you are. And you guys, ladies, this has been Doc Chocolate and the beautiful, lovely, sexy Miss Ember Ray. You can find her at XXEmberRayXX on Twitter and a host of different media sites. The links will be in the show notes. So until next time, the next episode, ladies and gents, y'all stay sexy, y'all stay safe, and remember that you only have one life to live, so live it to the fullest.
That's right.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.